Buenos días. Welcome again to this one church Sunday, which we call that when two churches come together, Mill City Church and Espiritu Santo, to be able to worship as one church.
Hola y bienvenidos nuevamente. Este domingo lo llamamos una iglesia donde Mill City y Espíritu Santo se unen para adorar a Jesús. Mi nombre es Jackie. My name is Jackie, and I'm the co-lead pastor of Espíritu Santo.
My name is Ashish, and I'm the associate lead at Mill City Church.
And my name is Marvin. I'm co-pastor with Jackie at Espíritu Santo.
Well, we would love to get to you connected with our
communities, and so if you're here for the first time, you can go across the hall into the great room to the connection table, or you can visit our communities online at our websites.
Nos encantaría poder conectar con ustedes y que seas parte de nuestra comunidad. Si no lo has hecho, puedes pasar al cuarto gris y poder conectar a través de ahí en el cuarto o lo puedes hacer a través de nuestra página web.
Now today is not only a special day because we are worshiping in two languages.
Hoy es un día especial, pero no solo porque estamos adorando en dos idiomas.
But today is also a special day because we're partnering with World Vision to change the lives of some families in a village in El Salvador.
Hoy también es un día especial porque nuestras iglesias se están asociando para la unión de World Vision o Visión Mundial para cambiar la vida de algunas personas en El Salvador.
Both Pastora Jackie and Pastor Marvin are from El Salvador, as well as others from Espíritu Santo.
Tanto yo como mi esposo somos de El Salvador.
Our churches are sponsoring a village in El Salvador near where Pastora Jackie was born. You can see it on the map there. And today you'll get to decide if you want to sponsor one of those children both financially and relationally.
Nuestras iglesias están patrocinando un pueblo en El Salvador, cerca de donde yo nací. Así es que hoy podrás decidir si quieres apadrinar a un niño tanto financieramente como relacionalmente.
God has been doing great things through our communities coming together, and today will be an extension of what God is doing today.
Dios está haciendo grandes cosas a través de la unión de nuestras comunidades, y hoy será una extensión de lo que Dios ya está haciendo.
World Vision works with communities around the world to help solve the puzzle of poverty.
World Vision trabaja con comunidades de todo el mundo para ayudar a resolver el rompecabezas de la pobreza.
Providing things like clean water, nutritious food, education, medical care, economic opportunity, and spiritual development.
Proporcionando cosas como agua potable, alimentos nutritivos, educación, atención médica, oportunidades económicas, y desarrollo espiritualmente.
In just a few weeks, we will also have people running the Twin Cities Marathon with the goal of raising money to provide clean water around the world.
En tan solo unas semanas también tendremos personas corriendo el maratón de las ciudades gemelas con el objetivo de recaudar dinero para proporcionar agua potable a todo el mundo.
If you would stand up, if you're running with Team World Vision, you're running the Twin Cities Marathon.
We know you're here. There you
yeah,
are.
Let's go.
There
let's
are.
Go.
There you are.
Ponte de pie si estás en nuestro equipo de Team World Vision corriendo el maratón de las ciudades gemelas el 6 de octubre.
All right, this group and many who are not in this room, they have already raised almost $20,000.
Este grupo ya literalmente hemos recogido alrededor de $20,000.
That is almost 400 people who will have access to clean water, and they still have a month more to go.
Eso le da la oportunidad a 400 personas de tener agua pura y todavía tenemos un mes para recaudar más.
Now, Pastor Ashish, are you running the marathon?
Pastor Ashish, tú vas a correr el maratón, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Él va a correr el maratón, no yo.
Are you sure, Pastor Marvin? Are you sure?
Positive.
There's still time.
Okay. Just Pastor Ashish is running the marathon from the crew up here. Thank you for representing.
Of course.
Now, before we hear from World Vision, we are going to take a short break that we call here at Mill City Community Time, where we get into a conversation near somebody sitting near you.
Antes de escuchar más de World Vision, vamos a tomar un breve descanso, lo que llamamos tiempo de comunidad, y les daremos a todos la oportunidad de hablar entre ustedes.
So today's question is, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Así que la pregunta de hoy es, si pudieras viajar a cualquier lado del mundo, ¿a dónde irías?
This is also the time when our kids, birth through fifth grade, can head to their programming. If they just go right out here, there's a stairwell all the way down, a whole kid's floor.
Ese también es el tiempo para los bebés hasta quinto grado que puedan bajar los niños a su programa.
So stand up if you're able, get into a conversation with someone around you, and we'll bring you back in 3 minutes.
Yep. Ponte de pie si puedes encontrar a alguien con quien hablar y te traeremos de regreso en 3 minutos.
Everybody talking over Marvin.
No.
Sentan. Sentan. All right. It worked in Spanish.
It did.
It did. All right. Okay, everybody, we are excited to have someone here from Team World Vision who's going to give us a chance to hear about the opportunity that we have to sponsor this village in El Salvador today.
Estamos entusiasmados de tener a alguien del equipo World Vision aquí hoy que nos dará la oportunidad de conocer la oportunidad que tenemos de patrocinar a un pueblo en El Salvador.
Now, Pastor Marvin, you said that we could give our guest today the honor of not having to speak both languages just this time.
Yep, we can do her the favor this time.
Just this favor, just this time.
Just once.
So today we have with us Pastor Deb. She is born in New Jersey and raised in Philadelphia as the only child of a bishop and a tambourine playing evangelist.
Let's go. Her most cherished role is as a mother of three, a grandmother of three, with an apologetic education from Biola University and a degree in internet marketing and media design. Deborah brings a unique blend of faith and technology to her ministry.
She's the author of two books, Start, Restart, and then here's the other one, A She Thing. I didn't say that right. A She Thing. Got it. And she's the shepherd of Bible Deliverance Ministries, which reaches over 55 countries through its podcast and quarterly digital magazine, No Additives.
Unwavering in her commitment to spreading the gospel of Jesus, Pastor Dave has found a powerful partnership with World Vision. She is passionate about using her voice to support their mission of uplifting, developing vulnerable communities around the world.
So please welcome with us Pastor Deb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, me? No. There we go. Hello? Yeah, okay. Good morning. How are you guys doing? I don't speak a lick of Spanish, but y'all's worship has blessed me today. I did take Spanish in school, but you know, that's a whole different. When you get in the street, it don't sound the same. People look at me like, what? Well, thank you all for inviting me. I am just honored to get a chance to do what I do and to meet all of you all that I have met from the first service, and I'll meet some of you after this service. But again, I thank you, and I want to thank Pastor Steph, Pastor Jackie, and Pastor Marvin for their God-sized vision and the incredible team at Mill City and Espiritus Santos. It's been a real treat and an experience. And their hospitality has been so warm and such a blessing to me. And I thank you all for acknowledging my bio. Nothing that I do is short of him. I do it because he has graced me and called me to do what he called me to do. I'm not because I'm so special. I don't even know. Sometimes he uses me and I'm like, what? Me? But my father set a standard for me, the bishop. Before I even knew what church was, before I even knew what evangelism was, when I was a baby, my mother used to tell me the story. Well, she told me a story about me being a baby. And she said, the day that I was born, just hours after I was born, as cute as I was very cute, y'all. I've seen the pictures. But as cute as I was, my dad, the bishop, just hours after I was born, was standing in a pulpit, closing out a week-long revival. Because his thing was, no matter what comes, joy, pain, happiness, or sad, you never ever lose sight of what God has called you to do. So I try to operate on that principle of the standard that my dad has set for me. How many of you get excited about something new? Nobody else? Come on. Nothing. For me, it's usually a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes will do it for me. A new pair of shoes, I'm happy. Now, a few years ago, World Vision sought the face of God, and they prayed and fasted and prayed and prayed some more, and God gave them a new vision, a vision that flipped traditional upside down and turned it all around. And that's what I'm here today to tell you about, is this new that added a spiritual transformation and revelation like I have never, ever seen before. Today I want to talk to you about the path that has been laid for the chosen. When we as Christians speak of being chosen, you know, sometimes we like to be so spiritually deep, so all about us. You know, sometimes we can even sound a little bit arrogant, but I'm here to tell y'all this morning that we're no more chosen than the worst sinner that you could imagine. We're no more chosen than them. To understand what it means to be chosen, we need to go back to the very beginning. Genesis 1, verse 25 says, "Let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness, and then let them have dominion." At the onset of creation, at the onset of mankind, the entire species was chosen by God, with no one excluded. The only difference between the worst sinner that we can imagine and us is that we have decided to follow Jesus and they have rejected him. That's it. That's the only difference. But to further confirm how special mankind is to God, he gave us a special ops assignment when he said, "And let them have dominion." Now, sometimes we get a little bit, you know, confused about what dominion means. It's not about dominance. It's not about control. Godly dominion is about shifting atmospheres. It's about restoring circumstances. It's about brokenness being repaired. It's about being light in darkness. It's about acclimating our culture to align with the kingdom of heaven. It's about being an example of Christ on earth. Is there anyone in this house this morning that has decided that they're going to follow Jesus? Okay, you know, sometimes you got to check the temperature of the room, know where you're at. So I think I'm in the right place. And whether you're in the sanctuary or online, I'm going to ask you to do something for me, something that keeps me centered. I want you all to just close your eyes. And now I want you to imagine yourself sitting at the feet of Jesus. Keep your eyes closed. Give him your complete attention for just a few moments. Now imagine these words being spoken directly to you by God. "You did not choose me. I chose you. And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I have raised you up to show my power so that my name may be proclaimed on all the earth. Observe all things that I have commanded you and know that I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now open your eyes. There are some times when we need to hear the word of God loud, clear, and direct. Those words that were spoken are a collaboration of scriptures that are the very words of God. The word of God that we need to remind ourselves of when fear sets in, when we need just a little bit more faith and a little bit more strength to make it to just one more day. When we forget who we are, when we forget whose we are. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to do this for me. I want you to repeat after me, "Lord, I am honored to be chosen by you. Use me." I got them again, Pastor. Now, I want to tell you all, when you say, "Lord, use me," that means that you're prepared to prompt every aspect of your being to submit to God's plan, his way. You understand? Now, if that doesn't scare you, I have a public service announcement to make. We've got some work to do. Y'all agree? We got some work to do. In Matthew 6, the disciples who had been following Jesus from place to place, bearing witness to his miracles, his ability to calm storms, the way he would just speak revelations and parables, they began to discover that all that Jesus was able to do was because he was in right relationship with God. So they asked him, teach us how to pray. And I'm sure you all know the Lord's Prayer far too well, but I want to draw your attention to verse 10 of Matthew 6. And it reads, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is. Y'all know the word, go ahead, yay. With God's gift of free will still intact, this verse is about us submitting to God. When we utter the words, let thy kingdom come, we are granting God permission to use us to bring his kingdom to earth. Now, I want to spend just a few moments in Matthew 25. And some of you are all too familiar with it. But there are a few powerful nuggets that we often miss that I want to touch on this morning. And we're going to start at Matthew 25, verse 34. And the scripture reads, then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father and take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the beginning of creation. This verse beckons for those who are blessed, those who are chosen at the beginning of creation to come forth and take their inheritance, to walk the path that God has laid for his chosen. And verse 35 picks up and it says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. This verse describes situations and the actions and reactions that should be from those who are blessed. Can I get an amen if I'm talking to some blessed folks this morning? Now, verse 37 picks up and it reads, then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The people were puzzled. They was like, okay, we was following him, but I don't know what's going on. He's making up stories. Like us, they took for granted that everything that we do, everything that we don't do, is in direct relationship with our relationship with God. And then boom, the answer to how we will be used to let his kingdom come on earth is revealed as the scripture continues, saying, then the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. God wants to use us to restore broken circumstances. He wants to use us to affirm the inerrant dignity of others. We have been chosen to care for one another. You have thought about no life exists independently. Everything that has life depends on something else to sustain its existence. We tend to sometimes unknowingly protect the false narrative that is exalted in this society that says that those who have more are more and should be adorned, but those who have less are less and should be ignored. God ordained us with the assignment of spreading his love and caring for the least, caring for the forgotten, caring for the most vulnerable. And then he calls them his brothers and his sisters. We have heard it over and over again that obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. But I have some breaking news for you. right in from the Kingdom Network. Sacrifice is the manifestation of obedience. I've come today to ask you to allocate just the overflow, of the blood, of the love that you profess to God. And let me tell you, God has called Mill City and Espiritu Santo to be something special in this environment and in El Salvador, to be a blessing, to do incredible work that has been ordained by God. I was in Rwanda a few weeks ago, and I visited a school where World Vision has stepped in and provided clean water. And then we went to another school where there was no clean water in that village. And we happened to get there at the time where the children were walking up this mountain. They had walked 3 miles to the swamp area to get some water. And they were bringing it up. See, because there, each of the children has to volunteer 4 to 6 hours a week of their school time to go back and forth to bring this water. But to add insult to injury, this water is not even clean enough for them to drink. But this is all that they have. When I decided to be a sponsor, in all honesty, I'm going to be real frank with y'all, my math wasn't mathing. I was a single mother putting my youngest child through college. I'm telling you, the testing of your faith comes at the most inconvenient time. But I remember two things that my dad constantly drummed in my head. The first thing is, numbers don't lie. And the second thing is, you cannot beat God-given, no matter how you try. So I began to look at the numbers associated with my finances. It was a quick review. And I began to add up just the cups of coffee that I spend a week, you know, buying all them fancy coffees that my hips don't need. Y'all do know they don't take the calories out of those things, right? Y'all do know that. Okay, I'm just saying. And as I began to dig deeper and checking the debits that were coming out of my account, I came across subscriptions that I didn't even realize I was still paying for. Sure enough, the numbers didn't lie. And my dad didn't either. And the truth was, what I was recklessly spending wasn't enough to significantly change anything in my life. But it certainly impacted the life of Majuma. Majuma is the name of my sponsored child, to whom I decided to redirect $39 a month from my unfruitful spending to her, which is fruitful. Clean water is a big part of what World Vision invests in, but providing nutritious food, health care, education, and child protection is also incorporated in the model of their mission. Also incorporated in that model is the spreading of the gospel. Every village that we go in, we let them know World Vision is just a name, but we're doing it in His name. And if they don't know who Jesus is, tell them who He is. I want to remind you today of the words outlined in Acts 1 and 8. These were the last words that Jesus spoke to the disciples before He ascended into heaven. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. We have been chosen to show the love of Christ near and far, to reach out to our neighbors, our communities, and across the waters. Amen. Did you know that it is impossible to be obedient to the word of God and not be changed? It is impossible to be obedient to the word of God and not see change. I have a World Vision app on my phone, and this app allows Majuma to contact me randomly every few months. And recently I received a message from Majuma, and the message I received from Majuma read, "I now have a clean and safe place to go to the toilet. I immediately began to think of my grandchildren. Let me tell you how your heart humbles when you see the faces of those with your DNA on certain circumstances. Things get real. The rhythm of your heartbeat changes when you put the faces of your DNA on circumstances. See, because those three right there have never had to worry about a safe or clean place to use the toilet. And because I chose to follow the path that was laid by God, neither does she. Pastor Steph and Pastor Marvin and Pastor Jackie's God-sized vision to sponsor Kid in El Salvador is a wonderful, wonderful following of the Word of God. God's vision for World Vision, I told you earlier, it flipped the traditional upside down. See, because what would normally happen is you would go out to the great room and there would be pictures of children, and you'd go through there and you'd carefully pick the child that you wanted to sponsor. But God gave it to World Vision. He said, no, we're going to flip this thing around. I'm going to turn the apple cart over. Empower the children. Empower the most invulnerable. So what we do is we take pictures of those that want to sponsor a child. And those pictures go across the water. And they host a big party for the children. And the children are invited in. And your pictures are hanging up. And they choose. They choose you. We want to take pictures of each one of you to El Salvador and let them choose you at the chosen party. And then next week when you come to church, there will be an envelope waiting for you with your name on it. Then you'll start crying and there'll be a mess in here. But when you open up that envelope, there will be the picture of the child that chose you holding your picture. And then you'll lose it. Allow me to show you a video that will show you exactly what this looks like for you all. Thank you.
Let me be filled with kindness and compassion for the one.
Now, we are so grateful to support World Vision. Here at Mill City, we've been partnering for almost a decade with World Vision, and we trust them. We trust what they do with every dollar that they invest in these communities. And we trust that not only are they going to make a difference in the child, but also the family of every child. And World Vision has now realized that when one child is chosen to be sponsored, it actually empowers a pool of children. And they think that four additional kids are resourced every time one child is chosen. And here at Mill City and at Espiritu Santo, we talk about loving Northeast, loving our local community in the name of Jesus. But we also know we're called to love the global community in the name of Jesus. And our heart, I know, for us at Mill City is that when we can have a local connection and a global connection that is connected and goes together. And that's why it's so empowering and so wonderful to have this reciprocal relationship, this relationship with the Espíritu Santo. It's been so incredible for us, and this is why we get to partner to do this together, to be able to have this chance to have this local connection and global connection at the same time. And so it's so meaningful to me that we get to do this alongside Espíritu Santo. Jackie, you and Marvin have been just deep friends of mine. I love you so much. And Espíritu Santo, you all mean so much to our church community. We're so grateful for you. Yes, yes, please, thank you. We're so grateful. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to get on a plane with Carla here, Jackie's sister, and we're going to go to El Salvador with your pictures, everybody. Yes, we are. We're going to go. And we're going to get to watch these kids choose you if you choose to become a sponsor. And I want to ask Jackie if she's willing to just share a little bit about what it's like for all of us to sponsor a village near where she was born or near her hometown.
Isn't that crazy? We didn't plan this.
We didn't plan that. It just was what we were given. Your hometown.
Yes.
God is so good.
He is good. And Pastor Steph, it is a full circle story and testimony of God's glory and his blessing. As an immigrant who came to the U.S. for a better future, probably there's a lot of you here too from our church that came to the U.S. for a better future, and it's a gift and an honor to have an opportunity to give back. And for me, it's really special. God made it really special for me. I've been feeling really special today because he chose the place where I was born, you know, and I get to the honor to help and sponsor with my husband a child from San Miguel, and it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing in a full circle where I was born, and now I'm blessed. You're blessed. We are blessed. And like Pastor Dev said, we are blessed to be a blessing. Let's keep the blessing continue and rolling and flowing. We get to be united to what the Holy Spirit is already doing in San Miguel. So let's join on today. Yeah.
Now, it is bittersweet for me to travel with Carla, which I'm very excited to do, but that's because for me, I'm going to be a crying mess because I get to meet your mom and your dad, and it's heartbreaking to me that you haven't seen them for, is it almost 20 years now? So maybe you could share just a little bit of that story for the people who don't know.
Yeah. So many of you might not know that my family moved here, like I said, from El Salvador to Minnesota in November 2000. And after that, a 7.6 earthquake in El Salvador was received, happened, and the people who were here in the U.S. received the opportunity to have an immigration status called TPS. And it has been a blessing. However, this status comes with limitations, and that is that while this status allows us to work, it doesn't have a pathway for green card. So that means that we're not able to travel outside the U.S. So we've been stuck here for the last 24 years. And for several years now, our status have been threatened to be canceled. And Mill City and Pastor Steph, which I'm really blessed to meet you and to be part of, you know, Mill City as well, has graciously and willing to create a pathway for us, for my husband and I, to receive a green card. And it is good news that we have been approved.
It's been approved.
And praise God. My husband and I were actually saying, like, when you said that, it meant something happened when you just declared, you know, when I said that.
Yeah.
The first service, I was like, yeah, I felt it too. It felt real, more real. But we know that USCIS have been taking a long time. They're really behind. So that's why I'm not able to travel yet, but I am blessed that Carla, my sister, is going on my behalf, and you guys are gonna get to know.
We're gonna
each
be sisters
other.
By the end too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna be sisters by the end.
She loves tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm doing really bad with my Duolingo, so it's really good that Carla's going.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I'd be in trouble.
Yes. Yes. So it's gonna be a good support for her because I know that my mom is a little like tattoos and stuff, and I already told my mom. She has tattoos. You'll be okay. She's fine.
Okay. Okay.
But I am excited. I'm excited. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
That you and I are gonna get to go soon.
We're gonna get to go together someday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And If our husbands are really good to us, we'll invite them to come too.
If they are good,
they
yes.
can come. Yes, that'll be yes. good. That'll be good. Well, we are so excited for as many of you as possible to decide today to get chosen. It means so much to me personally that World Vision made this choice to flip the script. As soon as I heard about it a few years ago, I was like, I want to support that. I want to get behind that because it matters to give the kids the power to choose. And so we are excited to be able to join in. JD and I signed up. We signed up. We're to be chosen. And I loved watching my brother have this conversation with my nephew who's 10 and my niece who's 7 about how mom and dad will do 75% if they're willing to take a couple dollars a week from allowance to join in. And they had a big gulp. And they said yes. It was good. It was good. And then it clicked. Auntie Steph is going to get to say hi in person to that child that chooses them. And we are absolutely thrilled. And I know you guys are excited too.
Yeah, we're excited that we get to write those letters in Spanish. We get to pray for them and for what God has for them. So we're just really blessed. Yeah.
And know, we know that being in relationship with these kids changes us too.
Yes.
It's reciprocity there, and yeah. it's going to be amazing. Yeah. So I will give the child that chooses you and Marvin a big hug. I'll give your mom and dad a big hug. I'll be weeping, I'm sure. But we'll get to see all of you, Carla and I, get chosen at the chosen party if you decide to do that. And you can also follow along on the trip with us. Follow the Espiritu Santo Mill City social media, or Carla or I personally. We'll bring you on our trip today. And tomorrow when we leave. And instead of communion today, we're just going to have a song of response. Whatever the Lord's speaking to you about in your life through what Pastor Deb shared, and for all of us to just, if you could do anything today, would you commit to pray as we take this on together as two churches, as one? So join us in this time of worship before we close today.